Chan Thomas, the first of many podiums. Great job. You were fast all day. Good qualifying. We saw that podium in Moto 2 and in Moto 1. Like, shitty start, but you worked up pretty quick. So, like, a great day for you overall.
Yeah, it was really good. Good building for me, building off second moto last weekend. But, yeah, unfortunate in the first moto with the first turn pileup. But even the moto came from last to 11th. So, with the field right now, it was pretty good. But, yeah, second moto was awesome. Fifth place start, and starts are really important with the class right now. But, yeah, just got up to third, and I was really focused on trying to get past Levi. I had some really good lines, but Levi was pretty smart, started changing up his lines, and we got into a bunch of lappers, and I just kind of not really got flustered, but I was kind of a little all over the place trying to pass him. But overall, it was a really good weekend. Best qualifying position, best overall, finally got inside that top five overall, and finally got a podium result. But yeah, it's builds confidence for me. It's definitely a boost going to next weekend.
Did it start at second moto last week? Like, I thought that was a really good ride, six, right? I felt like, did it start there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I know if I can get a start, I can run up that, I can run that pace. So it's obviously, if I know I need a nail to, I have to have two perfect starts. Like, that's what it comes down to. That's what my race is based off of. So if I know if I can start in that top five range and I can be up there with those guys at the beginning of the race, I can finish there. So
from my vantage point in the big pileup with everybody, it looked like somebody hit Jet Reynolds and he went into everybody and it kind of started. I don't know. What did you see?
Well, that was me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we got up to the top of the hill and he wasn't letting off. I wasn't letting off. Looking back on now, I probably should have let off.
Okay.
But
all right, so you started it.
yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, we tangled and I was flying, he was flying, and I watched the video a couple of times and there's a bunch of people down. But yeah, I had on the inside of me, there's people coming in over, so we're all just kind of sandwiched in there. It was a little unfortunate with how it was, but obviously none of us wanted to let off, so kind of a racing incident. But it sucks that the people that got hurt, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for sure. I'm gonna blame the greats a little bit. I feel like everyone's so equal on the greats now, and we're gonna see more people crashing because everyone's so equal. That's a theory I'm working on. We'll have to see. I think one of the reasons you're good here, you're gonna be good everywhere, but one of the reasons you're good here, Mesquite life. I feel like this isn't that far off of like a real crappy ruddy day at Mesquite.
Yeah, even places like around where I live in Idaho, there's this clayish kind of dirt is a lot of the tracks where I live, and I feel like I'm more of a technical rider when it comes to ruddy conditions like this, so I felt really at home with it. Okay. And obviously training with the Lawrences, we really focus on technique and being really technically good on the bike. So a day like this, I felt very comfortable on the track. I mean, there's a lot of people saying the track was sketchy. I mean,
yeah.
It was, don't get me wrong, it was definitely pretty gnarly, but man, I felt very good on the track. So it was nice to be running the pace I was where I was at and feeling as good as I was.
I felt like you're really good so far. I mean, I haven't watched you a ton, but today you were really good at opening your turns, coming in, opening them up, and then just keeping it going. I don't know if that was like on purpose or just a natural thing, but I felt like you were really good at that.
Yeah, I've been working on it. My trainer Michael Byrne, obviously he did a lot of work with Blake Baggett over the years, and everyone knows how gnarly Blake was. So he's passed that knowledge on to me, and we've been keeping our heads down and working. So it's some of our we're trying to get a little tricks in our pockets, you know. Obviously everyone's so equal now, everyone's trying to find little things they can do to be better. So it's something he's just had me working on, and just we're trying to be better each weekend.
You feel like the Star bikes had a little extra on you at all?
It's so hard to tell.
Traditionally they are here, that's why I asked, because we're at altitude, right?
Yeah, I definitely, I don't know, it's so hard to tell, because honestly our bikes, I was in first gear a lot of the corners, but I never hit first gear. But honestly, like, when I was in first gear and I'm in that first to second, like, I didn't feel like we're very far off at all. And, like, I feel like that's why my corner speed was good, because I knew if a lot of those guys were stop and go in the corners and they were, if I knew if I had to, if I could roll through the corner, I'd be even with them or even close on them. Like, even going at the start show, you can kind of get in a little slipstream behind them and suck in behind them. But, I feel like that's kind of where my corner speed is what it is right now, just because I know if I can be on their wheel going up a hill, I'll be fine. So,
good job, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.